This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. Nitric oxide is a vital signaling molecule in cardiovascular health. We all make nitric oxide in our bodies, but as we age, it starts to diminish naturally. Being proactive in maintaining nitric oxide levels is vital for healthful aging because an underperforming cardiovascular system will limit the effectiveness of any other supplementation in your regimen. Just two capsules of Berkeley Life daily provides the dietary nitrate equivalent of 7 ounces of beets and can support energy levels, maintain healthy blood pressure levels, and improve general circulation. It's the professional-grade nitric oxide supplement that I recommend and prescribe for my patients. This is only available from healthcare providers. To get your Berkeley Life professional supplements, just go to drhoffman.com/Berkeley Life. That's drhoffman.com/Berkeley Life. You can also get Berkeley Life's patented nitric oxide test strips to conveniently test your own nitric oxide levels safely and easily at home. That's drhoffman.com/Berkeley Life for Berkeley Life nitric oxide supplements.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I am your host, Layla Mudin. I'm a registered dietitian. I have a master's degree in the field of nutrition and exercise. If you'd like to make an appointment with me, we can have a phone consultation at call the office. The office is closed. That number is redirected, but you can email to radioprogram@AOL.com. That's for your questions. If you'd like to become a patient, 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I want to talk to you in our month of the importance of immunity. I want to bring to you some information about zinc. And this is from the Personalized Lifestyle Medicine Institute. Dr. Jeffrey Bland does such a beautiful job of putting these things together, tidbits and more than tidbits. He goes in depth about all these nutrients and how zinc is actually one of the great ones. We need it for protein synthesis and for growth, integrity, repair, and maintenance of intestinal, connective, nervous, epithelial, and other tissues. So for your intestines, connective tissues, epithelial tissues, nervous system. It's also crucial in immunity, as we know, right? As we're dealing with this pandemic. It's critical in immune cell function and balance. Creation of red blood cell heme. Taste, smell, and vision. Hey, if you notice that you are lacking in your taste and smell, for example, it could be that if you have a cold, you know, when your nose is stuffed up, the olfactory gland in your nose is responsible for 70% of your taste, your ability to taste. When we can't smell, our taste buds aren't working as well either, right? Because we rely on smell, on aroma for our taste buds. So if you're lacking in taste and smell, first of all, blame the cold you have. But if you don't have a cold, you could be low in zinc. Take some zinc. So it's responsible for taste, smell, also for vision. Zinc is important for vision. And zinc is important for the function and structure of myriad enzymes for blood clotting, thyroid hormone production and regulation. Those of you with thyroid issues, zinc and selenium is very, very helpful to help boost thyroid. But if you're low in ferritin, ferritin is a storage form of iron, you need more ferritin to support your thyroid. If your ferritin is lower than 40, probably not great. And if it's really low, like 12 or 8, That's quite low. That's not enough to support your thyroid. Now, don't go rushing out and buy an iron pill. When you're low in ferritin, you're low in the storage of the iron. It doesn't mean you have anemia. It doesn't mean you have iron deficiency anemia. That's different. That's measured by your hemoglobin and hematocrit on a complete blood count, a CBC. But with your ferritin, the best way to boost your ferritin is to eat high heme iron foods. Heme iron comes from meat, red meat, dark meat poultry, right? Egg yolks. These are also sources of zinc, by the way. So you're getting these essential minerals. So zinc is most abundant. It's the most abundant metal within cells. And it's found mainly in muscle and bone. And the second most abundant trace metal in the body. In the brain, zinc is concentrated in the amygdala, the hippocampus, cerebral cortex, thalamus, and olfactory cortex, areas central to higher brain function, the stress response, and alertness. So where is the zinc? What foods provide some good amounts of zinc? Oysters and other shellfish, wheat germ, meat, sesame seeds and tahini, watermelon seed, although I don't know why you would ingest the seeds, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, flax seed, dandelion greens, wheat bran, peanuts, pine nuts, other nuts and seeds, cocoa powder, rice bran, whey, wild rice, collards, spinach, asparagus, cucumbers, tomatoes, and spices like chervil, cardamom, basil, thyme, celery seed, mustard seed, and parsley. Include those. Populations that are at risk for zinc insufficiency include children, teenagers, pregnant and lactating women, older people due to reduced intake and absorption, vegetarians, smokers, post-bariatric surgery patients, and those taking opioids. Hey, post-bariatric surgery patients, they're at risk for a number of deficiencies, not just zinc. Those with inflammatory bowel disease and other conditions of increased gut permeability, skin problems, sickle cell disease. We know how important zinc is for skin. Zinc and vitamin C, in fact. So people at risk for zinc insufficiency, skin problems, sickle cell disease, allergy, kidney disorders, tuberculosis, cancer, rheumatoid arthritis may have a higher zinc requirement. And some of the more common manifestations of zinc insufficiency include reduced sensory sensitivity, like smell, hair loss, weight loss, glucose intolerance, diarrhea, poor wound healing, skin problems, and reduced sperm production. Now, acids such as your gastric acid, you know, if you're not taking Prilosec, Nexium, any of those, acids like gastric acid, your stomach acid, or vinegar tend to aid zinc absorption, while other minerals, especially iron and excess copper, fiber, and excess alcohol consumption can interfere with zinc metabolism. Remember, zinc and copper are a bit antagonistic. Zinc may have interactions with diabetes drugs, tetracycline antibiotics, chelating agents, diuretics, and other medications, and is sometimes depending upon your genetic variation, of course. Now, zinc toxicity is pretty rare But as minerals influence each other's absorption and metabolism, it is important to receive sufficient amounts of each and avoid excessive amounts of any single one, unless recommended by a healthcare practitioner. Now, you've probably heard of the functional neurologist Dale Bredesen. Dale Bredesen has done a lot of work in the area of cognitive decline, Alzheimer's, dementia. Dale Bredesen has emphasized zinc's importance in cognitive function and how its deficiency induces insulin resistance, affects hormone signaling, and facilitates inflammation and autoimmunity. He mentions the zinc metalloproteinase 8-ADAM10, ADAM10, not to be confused with that TV show from the 60s, ADAM 12. I'm giving away my age here, right? Which may cleave amyloid precursor protein without producing toxic amyloid, and has identified a distinctive subtype of Alzheimer's disease showing very low serum zinc levels. A 2013 study found that zinc supplementation protected cognitive function in older individuals. This article suggests that it may achieve this in part by protecting brain neurons from glutamate-induced excitotoxicity, which has been associated with stress and cognitive dysfunction. And also notes that amyloid plaques, these amyloid plaques, you know, are a hallmark of Alzheimer's disease. It's part of the brain's metabolism, but the buildup of these plaques are a hallmark of Alzheimer's disease. Also notes that amyloid plaques may bind zinc and render it unavailable. Maintaining sensory sensitivity is crucial to successful cognitive aging, and zinc supplementation may help retain the sense of taste in older people. The level of zinc in the visual retina decreases with age. That's why zinc is important for eye health. And a zinc level in the exquisitely delicate yet protective retinal pigment epithelium affects risks for age-related macular degeneration. You've heard of AMD, right? It's included in formulations studied in age-related macular degeneration. And here's some more research findings with regard to zinc. As an inflammatory bowel disease and macular degeneration, zinc plays a central role in building epithelial barriers and their intracellular tight junctions. And zinc insufficiency also relates to eczema, aka atopic dermatitis, healing pressure ulcers of the skin, that's dubicutus ulcers, dubicuti, right? And chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, if you have chronic bronchitis, emphysema, this is COPD. And early research also suggests that zinc may aid in the mouth's epithelial barrier. Zinc is great for the epithelium. It helps to clear skin, to repair epithelial tissue. And recent work in human stem cells suggests that zinc may improve genetic expression of telomerase and telomere lengthening. You've heard of telomeres. You want your telomeres long so you live long. Interestingly, treated stem cell populations also showed a lower percentage of aged cells. These are called senescent cells. And breaking research has found that obese persons have lower serum levels of zinc, as well as a zinc-containing adipokine known to regulate fat distribution and lipid mobilization, which may reflect altered zinc metabolism in obesity. Zinc is an important factor in bone formation and mineralization. So again, it's not all about the calcium, right? Zinc status affects the activity of antioxidant enzymes like the NRF2 master regulator of antioxidant enzymes, glutathione enzymes, metallothionein. And while its deficiency increases oxidative stress, too much zinc can also have prooxidant properties in excess. You know, it's a Goldilocks thing with nutrition. Too much is not better. It's not better. You don't want toxicity in anything. Now, lack of available zinc can limit mitochondrial biogenesis and has insufficient as well as excessive zinc can hamper energy produced by the mitochondria. Mitochondria are the powerhouses of your cells, the furnaces of your cells, if you will. It's where energy is produced. It's the reason you can blink and breathe and lift your arm and walk. It's what's produced in the mitochondria, ATP. Zinc is an important factor. So, dysregulated zinc signaling may influence development of inflammation, autoimmunity, an allergy, and in immune cells taken from atopic individuals, zinc exposure moderated the immune response by altering balance of cytokines in pro-inflammatory and anti-inflammatory cytokines and increasing the number of immune regulatory T cells, actions that would tend to reduce the atopic response without negatively affecting immunity. And in one study, older adults with the highest zinc intakes were 30 to 50% less likely to become depressed compared to those at the lowest intakes, which may relate to the effects of zinc signaling on synaptic plasticity and neurotransmitter receptor functions. That's about the firing, the efficient firing and receiving of neurotransmitters, those chemical messengers of brain activity. Very, very important. Zinc supplementation was associated with notable decreases in C-reactive protein. C-reactive protein, as you know, is a marker of inflammation, and was associated with notable drops in C-reactive protein levels in healthy people and kidney patients, and in subjects with chronic liver disease. And anybody with chronic liver disease, they will experience elevated oxidative stress and inflammation. So, circulating zinc levels correlated negatively with C-reactive protein levels, right? The higher your zinc status, the lower your inflammatory markers. Zinc status is generally, though not conclusively, related to male fertility. There may be an association between zinc status and testosterone, although that's not completely clear or so, okay? Zinc plays multiple roles in insulin production, secretion, and sensitivity, and zinc supplementation has improved insulin sensitivity in obese adults, in pre-diabetic persons. Higher serum zinc was associated with greater insulin sensitivity. So, somewhat like iron within hemoglobin or magnesium within chlorophyll, Zinc nestles in the center of zinc finger proteins, which aid gene expression and silencing, the ability to turn genes on and off. So, over 3,000 human zinc finger proteins have been identified, and they are estimated to be found at 3% of human genes. Other zinc proteins facilitate DNA repair, production of enzymes and structural proteins, and molecular transport and storage. And zinc is also a component in some sirtuins, which regulate cellular aging process. You've heard of sirtuins, right? Especially in resveratrol studies. So, again, food is information. You're looking for zinc. And remember, the proteins, the foods that have a lot of zinc, oysters and other shellfish, meat, sesame seeds, pumpkin seeds, hemp, flax seeds, dandelion greens, cocoa powder, nuts and seeds, collards, spinach, cucumbers, asparagus, tomatoes, spices like chervil, cardamom, basil, thyme, parsley. Enjoy all of those. Zinc is important. Remember, you get your nutrition from food first. Your multivitamin has some zinc in it, and it's balanced with a good amount of copper. Typically, a multivitamin will contain about 15 milligrams of zinc, balanced with about 3 to 5 milligrams or 2 to 5 milligrams of copper in most formulations. But remember, you're also getting these in food, as long as you're eating a good balanced diet. So, good nutrition. I wish you continued good health while you are cozy at home. And I remind you to email any questions, topics of interest to radioprogram@AOL.com. Thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In here on Intelligent Medicine.
This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with one of my personal solutions to better cardiovascular health, Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. Just 2 capsules of Berkeley Life daily provide the dietary nitrate equivalent of 7 ounces of beets and can support cardiovascular health, maintain healthy blood pressure levels, and improve overall circulation. For more information and to purchase, just go to drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements.
This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.